Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are going to be talking to Shai Evian, the CEO of Howler, a company very much involved in events, eventing, ticketing. Shai, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
No, all well my side. I reckon that on your side, bar tourism, you're probably in the industry that's going through the hardest time of all.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's been quite a difficult couple of weeks. But I think we're slowly starting to see a bit of light, you know, after a bit of hell over the last 2-3 weeks. Yeah, it's been hectic.
It's very difficult in a country where there's no social network, no insurance system at all. I mean, you don't earn, you've got nothing. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah, and you know, to see how fast hitting has been, it's been a big shock to the entire industry. I think, you know, if you think about the events industry, yes, you've got your promoters who are on the top of the food chain, but the number of people that, you know, events employ, you know, run hundreds for small events, big events into the thousands, you know, really, and a lot of the industry people are freelancers, work hand to mouth, you know, so, you know, having no income or your income cut just drastically kind of, you know, for 3 months, 6 months with no clear insight is heartbreaking.
Yeah, Shai, I must tell you, I come out of the insurance industry and unfortunately we're not much help to anybody in this time because everybody's saying that they need physical damage to trigger a policy response, i.e. coronavirus is not covered. What's the advice that you're being given?
So it's a tricky one because a lot of our clients have event insurance and that covers them in the case of event cancellation, like let's say due to weather or supplier failure or certain circumstances outside of the organizer's control. But there's an exclusion of communicable diseases, so it's just simply that is not covered. You know, it's not something that anybody could have even ever predicted. So it's not like that the organizers are negligent by not having it covered for it, because it's not even an option that's really given to you when you take the insurance. So a lot of the organizers, they're left in a situation where they've got shows that are happening this weekend, next weekend, the next, you know, few months. And, you know, they've laid out a lot of deposits, for artists, for venues, marketing, you know, and to have a show pulled away within a week of going, you know, going live, you know, 90% of their funds
are heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. Shai, let's turn to the issue of refunds versus vouchers. Where do you, as an industry, or you personally, stand on that issue?
So, look, we've been quite fortunate that 99% of our events have been postponed to later on in the year or next year, and the view is that, you know, all tickets are valid for the next event, and we're really trying to make an appeal to, you know, event goers to kind of try and find a bit of understanding in this time, you know, and if they don't need the refund or don't need the money right now, to take the ticket for the next event, because it's really helping keeping the industry alive. We allow organizers to kind of set their own refund policies based on each organizer. We have seen most of them have offered some sort of a refund, some cases 100%, in other cases a partial refund where they've needed some funds that have already been committed. So, you know, personally, for us as a business and for the industry, the more that people can hold on to their tickets for the future really makes a huge difference. But we also understand people are in their own financial, you know, crises, and we really, you know, treat each case on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, this is like the most impossible situation because everybody is just being hit from every single side. I mean, there's just no winners here. The one thing we just have to all hope is that this ends sooner rather than later. I mean, you know, they were saying everybody got paid last month, so this month is still okay. But what happens at the end of this month? You know, is when things are going to get challenging.
But I must say, like, since this has happened and, you know, really kind of gone on a big drive to try and educate customers around, the different policies and options, we've really seen an amazing response to people actually not taking their refunds now, much lower than we had expected. And that really, the difference that it makes to the industry is massive. So I just want to say thank you to, you know, if you are one of those people who have, you know, keeping your ticket for another event, like, it's, you're doing a good deed.
Shai, that's a really nice, positive place to leave it. Thank you for talking to us on 101.9 Chai FM today. Yeah, I think the actions, the way one behaves now, will have a huge impact on how we are viewed later when this is all gone. So, yeah, thank you for your time, and glad to hear that people are doing the right thing.